Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
In the book of Genesis, in chapter 21, there was a situation there where a single mother, I'm talking of Hagar, you know, she was troublesome. Whatever the reason, she was available. And maybe not totally her fault, but she was available. And that kind of seemingly delayed a program. Because from the moment Sarah persuaded her husband to sleep with Hagar, God kept quiet. And for the next 13 years, Abraham did not have a visitation, did not hear from God again. And then on the 100th year, Isaac was born. So simply put, between Isaac and Ishmael, how many years? Come on, talk to me. 13 years. So when the Bible said that Ishmael was making fun of Isaac, it was a teenager making a mockery of a toddler, an infant, seemingly. But given that they had grown maybe 4 or 5 years, he's still, and you see, as an adolescent to a child. But that resulted in her ejection from the home. But you see, it was a problem for daddy. We are human beings. He had slept with her. There was an attachment. She had his child, given that there's the second child now. But hey, first of all, but God came down and said, obey the voice of your wife. So she was in the wilderness when Pastor Nomti shared something. Said, well, I'm not judging, I'm quoting her. Say, so why will Abraham give just one bottle of water? When you didn't know when your child and the woman will come back, why will you just give some loaves of bread? So it didn't take long before there was no more bread and there was no water. And they were in the wilderness, stranded. This is the cross of my story. It got to a stage where the woman said, I don't want to witness the death of my son. She left the boy. She walked away. She cried to God. God answered. God said, you know what? Take the child in your hand. And I would think he was a 2-year, 3-year-old child. This boy was a teenager. Was bigger than Pastor Fred. In height. How would you take the child in your hand? God. I said, see. Prove me. New Testament. She has spent everything. For Bible said, all her livelihood is your blood. Then she heard of Jesus. Then she said, if only I can touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be healed. What did they have in common? And she was healed. What did they have in common? Just one person. The sermon is over. Desperation cried. Faith. So we can define faith from the examples of these two. And sincerely, faith is when a man gets to the end of himself. When you come to a place of self-abandonment to God. Faith is, I trust you. Is there anything that you are struggling with in your life today? I feel the fire. in my hand. This result in somebody's healing. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's unusual favor. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's provision. In the name of Jesus. Is the tide that now that I don't know what to do and what to say, I know that I am a created being. I recognize the Creator. I recognize the Savior. Do something new, Lord. I have examples in the Bible, but it's still in my meditation on belief. It's still my meditation on belief. Because if you can believe, all things are. All we need to do, believe Jesus for who he is and what he says he does. Period. That's all. Is somebody's turn? Woohoo! Is it your turn? Woohoo! Is it your turn? You believe? You believe? Now take it. Yeah. Okay. You. Is it a matter of believing? If you can believe, all things are possible. The things that have been failing. The things that men don't want to do. The things that the devil is boasting about. If only you can trust him. Some bad case. Very, very bad one. Whew, I feel the fire. Marita, go to see my phone rings. I'm like, hey, you know, you are scared to pick your a call. And I said to him, I said, you know what? He said, Pastor, I said, that one doesn't shock me. If you can believe, I speak to the wife. He says, by the time she shoo. You'll be looking for a sword. I say, I hear you. But you see, it doesn't move me. You know what moves me? If you can believe. I don't know what is scaring you. Oof. So finally I saw the missed call. Only yesterday. I said, hey. He said, Pastor, you won't believe it. I said, why won't I believe it? She believed in it. Why won't I believe it? Say this is happening. I said, really? He said, I find it difficult to believe. But it's happening. I said, but I told you in the name of Jesus. We believe. Jesus, we believe. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for the ones you are doing right now. And thank you for the ones you will still do through the communion. We consecrate the bread and the wine and we receive with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Pastor Solution Oji, thank you very much for coming. God bless you. New Covenant Church, Edmonton Branch, London, UK. God bless you, sir. Amen. As you take this communion in the name of Jesus, I want you to meditate on the fact that you are a covenant child of God. There are, in fact, everything God does with you, much more than what you do, is based on the fact that you have a covenant, standing covenant with God through the blood of his son Jesus Christ. So expect a miracle. Expect a breakthrough. Expect to come back with a testimony in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me say this to you. The day you cross the line of struggling, testing and trying God to trust in him, every aspect of your being will know. Amen. I'm telling you, And then you will now come to terms with the fact that religion is not Christianity. Christianity is not religion. Whew, I feel the fire. We give God the glory. And then before I forget, somebody's jubilation has started. In the name of Jesus.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odikoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.